News, Christmas and New Year breaks. If you would like to come to the centres over the festive season, please register your interest through your community team by the 27th of October 2023. The change in season brings with it challenges in respect of winter viruses. Therefore, in order to keep our services going across the festive period, the centres will be offering members a stay for either Christmas or New Year. There will be no opportunity for members to stay for both. This will hopefully ensure we don't have to close and also provide greater opportunity for more members to enjoy the festive period at the centres. Once spaces have been allocated, those who have secured a place will be notified as soon as possible. Our bookings team will not be able to take requests for these dates. The cost of your stay. Our costs vary depending on how much care you need and whether you lost your sight as a result of your service. Please note, Blind Veterans UK has a comprehensive grants policy. If you feel that cost is a barrier to you staying with us, please speak with your local community team who will be able to support you with this. Now, the costs of staying in our centres are as follows. For care stays, a war blind member, weekly nursing, 7 nights, is £493.92. For daily nursing, it's £70.56. For weekly residential, 7 nights, is £405.72. And daily residential, £57.96. For non-war blind members, the weekly nursing, 7 nights, is £811.44. Daily nursing is £115.92. Weekly residential for 7 nights is £599.76 and daily residential £85.68. For independent stay in the main building, for a war blind member, weekly 7 nights is £335.16, daily £47.88. For non-war blind members, weekly for 7 nights is £432.18 and daily is £61.74. And for children between the ages of 3 and 16, the weekly rate for 7 nights is £167.58 and the daily rate £23.94. Bravo Victor Research Study. The Bravo Victor research team are recruiting UK adults aged over 18 years for a research study exploring the history of head injuries and their effects on health in adults in the UK. This study consists of an online survey. Participants must be a resident in the United Kingdom. For further details, go to www.bravovictor.org/traumatic-brain-injury-study. The survey takes approximately 15 minutes, but may take longer, up to 30 minutes if using accessibility software. Participants also have the option to enter a prize draw after completing the survey, and there are 10 £100 post office or Amazon vouchers available to win. Schoolboys 24-hour survival challenge. Many 9-year-olds will be spending their 6-week summer holiday playing video games or kicking a ball around in the park. However, Oakley and Sammy have challenged themselves to walk for 6 miles along a coastal path in Suffolk. They will be carrying everything they will need to survive for 24 hours. During their expedition, the boys from Burgess Hill in Sussex, who have been best friends since they started primary school together, will be wild camping on the beach, scavenging for firewood and cooking their own food in true survival style. Sammy said, "We are really into army stuff and enjoy visiting army museums. We want to raise money to thank veterans for their service, and it makes us feel very proud that we can help them out. Later in the year, the pair are hoping to follow up on their challenge by meeting some of our blind veterans once they have settled into their new home in Rustington. Oakley said, "We want to do a charity fundraiser each year to help people, and also we may eventually get knighted by the King." Sammy and Oakley are hoping to raise £500. To help them reach their target, you can visit their fundraising page at www.blindveterans.org.uk/news/survival.
RAF Ibsley Watch Office. RAF Ibsley Watch Office once played a crucial part in Britain's fight against Hitler. The building in the New Forest now stands derelict and in peril. From Ibsley's runways between 1941 and 1944, airmen flew out into hostile skies to defend Britain with great courage and at huge personal cost. It was here that Leslie Howard and David Niven made the seminal war film The First of the Few. Yet today, the Watch Office stands on the brink of collapse. The Landmark Trust aspires to save and sensitively restore the building to its former 1940s glory, but they need help. With support, the Landmark Trust can restore the Watch Office to its 1940s glory while at the same time adapting it for up to 8 guests. This will enable everyone to experience the thought-provoking site, remember the brave people who once worked here, and protect the building and its significance in perpetuity. Find out more on the Landmark Trust's website, which is www.landmarktrust, I'll spell that because it's unusual, LandmarkTrust, all one word, landmarktrust.org.uk/, or call them on 01628 512 124 to make a donation over the phone.